The 21 leaders sent a letter to the State Department of Environmental Conservation, which must decide whether to allow the releases of muddy water to go on. Those opposed to the releases argue they damage ecosystems in the Lower Esopus and hinder business and recreational opportunities for communities situated along the creek. Assemblyman Pete Lopez says the city of New York has been sidestepping what is known as the surface water treatment rule under the Clean Water Act, avoiding the need to put a water filtration plant online, which Lopez estimates would cost $4 billion to build.
So what they've opted for at present is to basically take turbid waters accumulated in the Shokan Reservoir and use what's called in the vernacular their waste channel, and jettison massive amounts of turbid water, sediment-laden water, into the Lower Esopus. And in this case, communities even outside of the watershed are now paying the price with loss of water quality, with issues with turbidity, turning their stream into chocolate milk.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is recommending New York City find another way to address turbidity and stop sending muddied water down the Esopus. The EPA's position is revealed in its comments on the order on consent between the New York City Department of Environmental Protection and the state DEC concerning the water releases from the Ashokan Reservoir. Senator John Bonasek believes the two agencies need to do better.
Also, the county has rejected the consent order. Many municipalities have also. I believe the DEC needs to restart this process. Also, the county residents deserve justice from New York City. This consent order does not provide it.
Assemblyman George Amador thinks all state residents should be concerned about this issue.
You know, DEC quickly goes on to the private sector and small businesses, and they not only do they give you a consent order, but they slap your hand pretty hard. And if you don't pay the fines, then you're in serious trouble. In this situation, what are they doing? They're not doing anything about it hardly. They give a consent order, and then DEP says, well, yeah, okay, I guess it's just a course of business. You know, it's hypocritical. We need clean water, yes. We need to be protecting the environment, absolutely. But to the same standards they hold the private sector, small businesses, and local governments, they should be holding themselves accountable as well. And they're not in this case.
Ulster County Executive Mike Hines says he is pleased the federal government has weighed in.
The bottom line here, as we have fought tooth and nail with the New York City DEP, is this. What they're doing is fundamentally un-American. They're dumping highly muddy, polluted water into our waterways, and there are other choices. They're just more costly. So what they're doing is taking the cheap way out and saying to their constituents, the health and welfare of a child in Manhattan is more important than the health and welfare of a child in Ulster County. That's completely unacceptable. I didn't agree to that. I never will agree to that. And because of that, we're going to push back. Now, the DEC has filed an action that we pushed for, and now they're taking public comment. And so the county has put all of its public comment in there. And the good news is the federal government has come up with comments that are in complete alignment with the county's position as well.
The EPA's comments do not refer to the financial penalty that Ulster County is asking the DEC to impose on DEP to reimburse landowners along the Lower Esopus for damage to property. The comment period closed on Monday. Mark Gerstmann is Executive Deputy Commissioner of the DEC.
We've received 134 comments on the draft consent order and interim protocol for the Ashokan Reservoir. We've received them by email, mail, and verbally at the hearing. Our process will now require us to evaluate each and every substantive comment to determine the next steps with respect to the City of New York. We will continue to talk to our stakeholders in order to reach the best decision to protect the community and the resources involved.
The DEP responded to a request for comment by email saying, quote, DEP is committed to working with all stakeholders to seek reasonable solutions to the concerns that have been raised. The issues are complex, and there are no easy answers. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.